It's time now for How You Built That.
My name is Taylor Molly. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and I invented a product called Metaphor Dice.
Taylor created Metaphor Dice after decades of working in schools and in writing workshops teaching young people how to write poetry.
The complaint that most students have when they're told, today we're going to write a poem, is, I don't know what to write about.
So Taylor would try all these different strategies, like, you know, tell them to start with a simple metaphor and build out from that. But a lot of times, he would just get a blank look. But then, about 4 years ago,
I had this girl in my class who called herself more of a math science person. And I said, well, that's okay, because a metaphor is really just an equation between an idea and a thing. And she was like, oh, I think I actually could do that.
So Taylor gave her a menu of different nouns and adjectives she could use to get started.
And she came up with, my father is a broken mirror.
And he can still remember the poem she wrote.
He's been shattered into 1,000 pieces. But even in the smallest, sharpest pieces, I can still recognize my own reflection.
The intensity of this poem stayed with Taylor for days, and he started to wonder,
why isn't there a way to help students write poetry just by generating a whole lot of metaphors really fast?
So Taylor started to brainstorm ideas, and he eventually came up with two. The first idea was to make dice printed with nouns and adjectives. You'd roll the dice, and whichever words turned up would help you build the poem. The second idea was a smartphone app, which would do the same thing, only digitally. But since Taylor had no idea what to do next, he called up a former student named Oliver, who happened to have an MBA, and asked if he'd become his business partner.
We had a lunch, and I sort of pitched him the physical dice, and I pitched him the app. And he said, you know, the world doesn't need another app.
Oliver basically said, go for the dice.
He said, you know what? You ought to start a Kickstarter campaign. So you got to pick a number that's, you know, just within reach.
So he set his Kickstarter goal at $20,000. And within 5 days, his project was funded, which gave Taylor enough working capital to order the first 5,000 sets of dice from China.
Do you want me to roll a couple?
Okay, so here's how it works. You get 12 dice in all in 3 different colors. The red dice are printed with concepts or ideas.
The mind, hope, love.
The white dice have adjectives.
Soul, flawed, sad, glorified,
and
rugged.
The blue dice, more nouns.
Songbird, curveball, thunderstorm.
You pick one die of each color, and you've got the building blocks for the first line of a poem.
Love is a flawed thunderstorm. Your mother is an ill-gotten kiss. Social media is a flawed experiment. Well, that's not really a metaphor.
Okay, so maybe some of the word combinations might work better than others, but Taylor says lots of teachers are now using these dice and have told him that their students really like them.
Early on, I had a teacher say that usually the toughest part about writing a poem is getting started, but with metaphor dice, I find that it's harder to get the students to stop.
So far, Taylor and Oliver have sold about $80,000 worth of metaphor dice. They're on Amazon and even in some museums and game stores across the country. And by the way, even though they didn't want to make an app, Metaphor Dice is now an app loaded with hundreds and hundreds of words, which means thousands and thousands.
A million.
Of metaphors.
A million possible metaphors. And it's a lot of fun.
That's Taylor Molly. If you want to find out more about Metaphor Dice or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.